Okay, Rabbi. So we are here in Shar Avos Hashem and Perek Beis. And the Chavos Avos says, maybe you want to know exactly what it means, Avos Hashem. He says there's three ways that a person could love the Rabbani Shalom. The love that an Eved, that a servant who is totally reliant upon his master, the servant can love his master or the person to whom he owes everything in his life. He can love him in three ways. He can love him because the master is meitiv lo. Master does for him many good things. Does a lot of nice things for him. And he hopes that the master will continue to do so. So because of his realization that all good things in his life depend on the master, he loves the master. He can also love the master because the master is meichel him on all of his sins. And Eved invariably makes mistakes, and he's giving soup to the master. He might spill it on him a little bit. He might not clean up so well. He might not say the right thing. The master can get very angry, and yet the master overlooks it. And the Eved is always in constant fear of punishment from the master. And if the master doesn't do it, the Eved is very grateful. Thirdly, he can love his master because he really recognizes that the master is a very special person, far higher than he is. He recognizes the master's royal, noble station in the world and his noble personality, and he truly admires him, and therefore he loves him, not because of any hope of gain, and not because of fear of punishment, but simply because he truly admires the genuine qualities of his master. Says the Chavos Lubavos, from that we can extrapolate to Avos Hashem. We can love Hashem because of the great chasadim that Hashem does with us all the time. And we can be dovek b'Hashem in recognition of his past favors and hope of the future. And that's okay. That's a good reason. And the truth is that the way that a person can develop that feeling of love is by starting in the morning. Mamash the Birkas HaShachar. This morning I was saying the Birkas HaShachar with a little bit more kavana than I usually do. Because, you know, when you have problems, then you suddenly realize how fortunate you were without the problems. I'm having some trouble with my glasses the last 2 weeks or so, trying to get the right kind of prescription. And it seems on my long distance vision is very, Baruch Hashem, excellent. Always was, actually. It's only the close-up vision, for which you need reading glasses or bifocals. Here I'm having a problem. My eyes aren't aligned exactly with each other. For some reason, the muscles on the right eye and the left eye are not exactly in perfect synchronization. So even though each eye itself is fine, but if the muscles don't work 1,000% in sync, you get blurry vision. It's a terrible thing, that blurry vision. Believe me, it's terrible. It's like terrible. It's like you have blind, Rechman Lusman. You have blind. See, so I can, right now I'm wearing reading glasses as I'm giving the shiur, so I see up close very fine. But I can't see you, you're all blur. So actually this morning I finally figured it out. Why is it that my upper vision is fine and my lower vision is a problem? I figured it's pashut. It's mamish pashut. Because it's not by accident that this happens, you know. It's definitely the reason for it. Pashut. My long-term vision is really very good. In other words, my vision in what life is all about, olam haba, my long-term vision is very good. My hashkafas olam, where I'm going, I give a great share, you know. You come to Chavos Lubavos, I told you about Shara Precious and Shara Vas Hashem and Shara Kniya. I give you a great cheer. It's Kvaltik. We learn more in Nayim. In the long term, the whole picture, I have it very clear, Baruch Hashem. The picture, the Ashkaf, I know, Olam Haba, I know very well, Mashiach, I know the long term. But it's the short term vision, the immediate, that's what's hard. So, to actually control one's eyes, Kedusha Nayim, and not to look, we're not supposed to look in the short term, the everyday down to earth, nitty gritty right in front of my nose, that's difficult. The big picture I have, the long term, I have it very clear. Mamash, really very clear. I know it all. I have it all. The Hashkafa Sailam, I have the Hashkafa Gavaltik. Mamash Gavaltik. But the short term vision, to see right in front of my nose, how to use my eyes this second, what's right in front of me, there, oh, it's a big Nisayan every day. Short term vision, to work on the eyesight, what to look at, what not to look at, it's impossible for Erdach to walk in the street. The summer. It's almost impossible. Wherever you turn. Wherever you turn. I went to the hospital yesterday. Wherever you turn, it's impossible. It's very shred of short-term vision. Long-term is easy. So now I have to work on my short-term vision, so I have the answer. But now that I'm having a problem with my vision, so when I made the bracha this morning, Pakeach Ivrim. Thank you, Hashem. Pakeach Ivrim. Oh, I really said that bracha with Kavanah, I promise you. I don't know the exact well. I guess it's. Now let's see. We have a sitter here. What bracha is there for talking? We don't have a bracha for talking. I guess the bracha on. I have a bracha for. The Rabbi Shlom is Daivev Ilmim. I don't know if the bracha that the Rabbi Shlom makes the mute speak for my sore throat problems. I don't know where that bracha comes in. I have to find that bracha. Interesting. No bracha. The Kiyach Ibn doesn't say Hashem. It says Malbim. He's Malbish Arumim, is like a Kefufim, doesn't say that he is Messiah Ilmim. I wonder why there's no bracha talking. I have to think about why. The Birk Zeshacha, Chaim, what do you say about that, Chaim? Why is no bracha Messiah Ilmim? The bracha is Messiah Ilmim. People curious and can't talk. Helen Keller, she couldn't talk. She couldn't see, she couldn't hear, and she couldn't even talk. She was deaf mute. Then the bracha helped, she learned how to talk, a miracle. There should be a bracha Messiah Ilmim. I don't know. Okay, that's true, but then why do you have to Pekeach Ivrim? And you might as well have one for a hearing also. So Pekeach Ivrim, we have a bracha. The Hashem opens up our eyes. Well, I guess maybe the word is, it's the things that you don't do when you're sleeping. You don't look when you don't see when you're asleep. You can hear when you're asleep. Some people talk in their sleep. They snore, they talk. So we're talking about things you don't do while you're sleeping. While you're sleeping, your eyes are closed. Now I'm happy then. My sleep is over and I appreciate the gift of sight where I sort of blind when I was sleeping, perhaps. Something to think about. Yeah, but me is Pashup Shat. Pashup Shat is, my eyes are opening up. Zokif Gavuvan is Pashup Shat. I'm standing up straight. So if you're suffering from something. Anyway, Bekitzer, once I said to Akiyah Hibram with Kavana this morning, I said Malba Shavuvan with Kavana and Zokif Gavuvan. Ah! Shasli called Sarki, Mechim Mitzadi Gavir. But I know yesterday morning when I got up that I'm going to end up in the hospital in the afternoon with my father. She lived me well. She dedicated the Shir for Fushlema, for Shlomo Melchana Sora. I didn't dream that I'm going to be in the Good Sam the rest of Shabbos after 12 o'clock. So Hashem is Mechim Mitzadi Gavir. Hashem prepares our ways. But even though I had to be in the hospital, I'm not a very happy specter health wise. And, having to care for my father, but on Shabbos being in the hospital, you can imagine it's even worse. Pretty terrible place to be. Don't want to be in the hospital, but yet, Banishma Chasdei Hashem, they have a very nice Bika Cholam room, and Punktat Zola came at the right time, the right people, everything worked out. Everybody was very nice. Gewaltig. As a matter of fact, there's so many people in the Bika Cholam room there that they insist I should give a Pirkei Avos here over there, so I couldn't. So don't think I got out of the Pirkei Avos here. I don't think I was on vacation. There's no vacation for us, at least for the rabbis. No. Shilas, no vacation for us. At any rate, so once we lose, or even partially lose, one of our facilities, we appreciate everything more. So the first thing is to love, like we have to love the Rabbi Nishtalam for all the chassad he did with us, and the hope for the future should continue. Because the shachar should be said, tako the gavaltik kavana. Gavaltik. And number two, we're happy that the Rabbi Shalom is Moichel or Avoinus. The Rabbi Shalom forgives us our sins. Now, the other day, another metaphor, another illustration of how lucky we are if Hashem forgives our sins. So, decided to do some exercise. No, God, in the summer. So I got up early, early in the morning, it's still cool, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. Take a brisk walk in Willow Tree Park. Fine, there's a lot to do. It's empty, beautiful place. Chazdi Hashem. Such a nice little park right around the corner. good brisk walk. My problem is, lovely park, but yet those Canadian geese. I hate Canadian geese. Oh, I don't like these birds. I don't like them. They're making all over the place. Even their waist, they're dropping. The whole half of the walkway is filled with these geese. They're in your way, and they're making it filthy. Mamish filthy is disgusting. Really, and I'm looking down at these geese, and you know, I'm saying to myself, I'm higher than these geese are. I'm looking down at these geese, and that's some of the Canadian geese are a nice looking bird. And if you see them fly, they're very, very nice formations, very, very impressive. And when they swim, they make those crash landings in the water, it's very impressive. It's just when you see them relieving themselves in front of you and leaving it all over the place, it's very repugnant. So I'm saying, I'm looking down at them, and this is exactly how their bunch is looking down at me. And us, and humanity, we're essentially a very nice race. Homo sapiens are very pretty. Hashem did a very nice job creating us. We're very nice. The only thing is, we also leave a mess behind ourselves. Hashem made a very pretty world. The world is pretty as Wilde Park and much prettier. But we leave a mess. We make a mess. And looking at these birds, saying, "Oh, I just like I want their bunch to forgive me for the mess I leave behind. I do a lot of nice things. I fly very well. I can do a lot. I can squawk very well too. I squawk well and I talk well and I can do all the nice things too. I can put on a good show. But Lamaisa, I'm a repulsive creature because Hashem sees everything I do and He sees the mess I leave behind as well. And He sees all the midas ros. He sees all the bad things that I do. So that's how Hashem looks at us, exact like these geese. So we have to learn not to leave behind a mess. We have to be a little cleaner and neater and not mess up Hashem's beautiful world. So we're happy that Hashem's meichel us because we make a mess every single day. Every minute we're leaving a mess. It's unbelievable. So don't think we don't leave messes. But not some big aveda 7 years ago you're thinking about. When you blew up at your mother or something and whatever. You might have said something very bad to her. And that's not the mess we're talking about. The mess is every single day. You blew up at your wife. Or you didn't treat your children properly, or anybody, or all kinds of things, or you drove like a maniac, or what other things you ever do, you cheated a little bit, you lied. We lied, not you, we. So we all leave a big mess behind, and we have to thank the Rebbeinu Shem for not punishing us immediately and give us a chance maybe to clean up. Shem gives us a chance to clean up. But that's not the main reason. The main reason to love Hashem, says the Chavos Levavos, is because the Rebbeinu Shalom is so great. We have to have gevaltig haratzah for the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that entire concept is summed up in the coming parsha. Actually, it's really amazing that parsha Nachamu, Shabbos Nachamu, is always Veschanon. And Veschanon is Kriyishma. And Kriyishma, we have Yehat Hashem Lekecha. You should love Hashem our God. So, right after Tisha B'Av, every year, immediately after this terrible destruction of Klal Yisrael, Hashem did punish us finally. And Hashem is strict with us, not kind with us on Tisha B'Av. Immediately we have Shabbos Nachamu. Shabbos Nachamu is always Parshas Veschanon. And we have to proclaim our love for Hashem. So the Chavos Levavos gives us here four Perushim in V'yahavta es Adonai Elohecha b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol ma'adecha. Says this is the essence of the whole Shara Avos Hashem, to understand good pshat in this mitzvah deraisa to love the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the first pshat, pashup pshat is that the Yahad Hashem Lekech B'chol Levavcha, lev means that which we love, and who do we love the most? We love ourselves. We love ourselves. You might say you love your children more. I'd say we love our wives more. But really, we love ourselves more than anybody. No, we love ourselves more than anybody. We really do. We love ourselves more than anybody, and we love our covet. We're worried about our own covet more than anybody else's covet. So the first thing a person has to be willing to sacrifice for Hashem is his covet. And we're not so careful, we're not so quick to sacrifice Hashem. You have an assignment every Shabbos. So yesterday, here I'm sitting innocently at the Kiddush over here, and somehow some chalent got spilled on me. And there I'm walking with my nice kapata and being over on Talmud Chacham, Shesha Rav Aval Bigdo, make believe Talmud Chacham, Rav Aval Bigdo, so it's a puzzle of beggar to have chalm down here and chalm down there. And such a temptation to take some water when no one's looking, you know, and just wipe it off. Shem Shemayim, of course. So it shouldn't be a Talmud Chacham, Rav Aval Bigdo. So, of course, the Shem Shemayim, but you know, that's it. That's a Chiyav Skila, the Raisa, called Mechabes, if I'm gonna wash off my chalent on Shabbos. It's Mamasha Issa Deraisa of Mechabes, of Malabin, of cleaning. And this is a Deraisa, but this is a Deraisa. This is Deraisa is covered Hashem, but how about covered me? My, of course, covered me is, you know, Shem Shemayim, of course. Big Nisayan, well, maybe I should scratch off a little bit. You can't do that either. That's also not good. I could take off my mushes, maybe, that's okay, but the stain is there and it looks terrible. It looks so sloppy. Big Nisayan. So I have to love Hashem more than my own covet. This is just a small Nisayan of that. A lot of other things. To admit you're wrong publicly sometimes. You have to admit you're wrong. Because if you don't admit you're wrong, people, you'll be misleading people. You have to admit the lemes publicly and then have egg all over your face that you made a mistake. So v'hat Hashem l'kech l'chol l'vavcha means the thing you love most is your own self, your own cover, your own reputation. We have to be willing to sacrifice that for Avos Hashem. You have to admit you're wrong. Hard thing people admit. It's a part of a covenant Hashem is to admit people you're wrong to. Tell your wife you made a mistake, you didn't treat her properly. You lied, you misused her, you abused her, whatever. Tell a husband, tell a child you made a mistake. It's not a very tough. Some people think it's us to tell a child you made a mistake. My covenant, it's not God. You don't have respect for the parents anymore. Och and they. They don't respect you anyway, believe me. If you made a mistake, you did the wrong thing, you hit them improperly. You can say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. I made a mistake. But it's my covenant. The covenant is so great. We're such cowards that we lie to ourselves. And we get into the big lie. So Zog the covenant of others, Yahav the Shom the Kech, the Chol of Avcha, means I have to sacrifice my covenant. And the Chol of Avcha, the Chol Nafshecha, of course, I have to be willing to sacrifice my body, not just my life, but my body for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. I have to take whatever it takes to serve Hashem. I have to sacrifice my koiches, not dafka my give up my life for Hashem. Whatever it takes. It's hard to walk to a shir. It's hard to come to a shir. It takes koiches. It's hard to do a mitzvah properly. It's hard to do anything properly. You know, it's hard to do things right. It takes koich and it takes time and effort. And to make a minyan for mincha in the middle of the day, it takes koyach. And, it's a big schlep, and I might have to walk 20 blocks to get there. And I sacrifice my lunch for it. Because to get to the mincha, I won't have time to eat lunch. That's great. B'chol nafshecha. And b'chol moedecha, of course, to sacrifice our money, our wealth, for the Rebbeinu Shlom, whatever that takes. So that's the pashup shot, of course. And on that, the Gemara says in Brachas, that there's a person, some people love their money more than their bodies and their koyach. Some people love their money more than their own covet. Some love their covet more than their money. So the Torah gives all the different examples. So in the second shot, he says is, the second shot is really very close to the first shot. That the chol levavcha means my ritzinus, my desires. Come out the same thing as the first shot. It's hard to differentiate. The third shot, he says, is a very deep shot. The third shot, he says, is very deep. The third shot, he says, the chol of avcha means the chayv of avcha is kind of a vort, that a person has two dimensions. We are all at least two-dimensional. There's a pnimius and a chitzinius. We have our inner world and our outer world. And the inner world and the outer world has to be equal. So first we have to work on the chalavavcha means that in my heart, in my pnimius, I should really, sincerely love the Rebbeinu Shlom. And what I have on the inside, not l'daisa b'galui, that inner love I have for Hashem, that real, genuine, real love and respect and mayri shamayim, I should then demonstrate it on the outside, the chvayt shamayim. So people should see that I am one of his ayavim. But the chalavavcha means that my inside and my outside should be gleich, should be equal. Because most of us, he says, on the outside we're very frum, on the inside we are empty, there's no Avos Hashem, and we say V'Avos Hashem L'kecha every day, twice, three times a day, we don't even mean it, we don't even think about it, we're zogt with the lips, It's the chitzonius. And David HaMelech said about this in Tehillim Pei Dalet, Libi ubesari yiranenu el el choy. My heart and my flesh should sing out to the living God. Halavavka means my heart on the inside, my lips on the outside should be actually equal. B'chol, it should be a total person, both dimensions, the inside, the pnimius and the chitzonius. So before you even say the words, zipping through it, as we do, and just not even paying attention, but chalal to what we're saying. So the Yahavta, we should stop for a second and say, what am I kaim mitzvah deraisa? Hini muchim mezum lekaim mitzvah deraisa v'ahavta Hashem lekecha. And that mitzvah is, my heart, Hashem, I appreciate everything you do for me. In my heart, Hashem, I appreciate you didn't punish me for what I deserve to be punished. In my heart, Hashem, I admire you. You're so amazing. Hashem is so great. Doesn't need my praises, but he does need my praises. He wants my praises. That's what he created me for. Amzu yatzarti li. Filasi yisaperu. So Hashem wants my praises. And I'm going to praise Hashem with all my heart. Not just my lips. Al makayim amitzah deraisa. That's the pshat b'cholavavcha says, the chavaz of avas. Inside and outside. Libi ubsari yiranu el elchoy. And the fourth pshat, this is really a wonderful pshat too, means that every ava, every love I have in this world for anybody or anything should only be for the sake of love of Hashem. I love nothing but Hashem. And if I love my wife, it's because my wife is my partner in serving Hashem. And through her, I can mekayim all the mitzvahs of avas Hashem. By having a family and living my life. I love my children because my children are fulfillment of a mitzvah puravu. I love my children because I brought them into the world to serve Hashem. I don't love them. Look, bears love their kids and lions love their kids and they'll fight to the death to protect their children. So I can't love my children like an instinct or any old mammal. I have to love my children because of avas Hashem. I love nothing. I love my palm pilot, only because it's avas Hashem. Helps me keep the dresses so I can call people up and answer their shilas and do mitzvahs with them. And appeal to them for tzedakah, what I do best. And always collecting for tzedakah, you know, you might get a call from me. So I need my palm pilot to get your address. I'm not going to call you, I'll come to your house, so beware. I'm on the loose the next couple of weeks, collecting for Chanzas Kala. But I love my palm pilot. Because my palm pilot gives me the opportunity to have all these addresses. And I love myself. I don't have one yet, but I'll love it when I get it. And I love my copy machine. I love my car. And I love my house. But only because these give me opportunity to love the Rabbi Hashem. So you walk out of the house in the morning, kiss your mezuzah, you say, Kim Allah, Yitzavallah, Lashmarcha, Bechol Drechecha, Adonai Yishma, Tzeis, Rabbiach, Matav, Adoylam. Hashem Yishmar Tzeis Rovecha Mi'atav Adoylam. And you say, Hashem, thank you for a house. Thank you for giving me a house I can put a mezuzah on. I'm not taking the house for granted. I love my house because this is the house Hashem gave me. And this is the house where I serve Hashem. And I do my mitzvahs in this house. And I bring up my family in this house. And I learn Torah in this house. And I do everything here. I love my house. I love the Rabbeinu Shlom. So the chalavavcha v'chal nafsha means that everything in the world I love because of Hashem. That's why the chalavavcha says. So the chalavavcha, that's why it says three times. The chalavavcha, the chal nafshecha, the chal maidecha. I love Hashem with everything that I have. The chal, there's all the other things besides Hashem that I have in my world. Chal, the entire world that I have, all of my possessions, all the things I love. All the things I cherish, myself included, I love myself. It's okay, you can love yourself. I love Hashem. I love myself because I love Hashem. And that's essentially the vort of the Shav Shmaitza, the Heilige Shav Shmaitza, the Tzai Sachayshan, and the Zagdama, and the Shav Shmaitza, where he says this beautiful vort, how come when the Rabbeinu Shlom challenges Avraham Avinu to take Yitzhak to the Akedah, he says, "Kachna is bincha, yichidcha, asher ahavta." take your son, your one and only son, the one you love. Later, when the Malach says to Yitzhak, the Avram, he passed the test, he says, Yan asher lechasach to mimeni, didn't hold back from me, has been chiyachitcha, the son, your one and only son. He no longer says, why does he say, you didn't hold back from me, your son you love? That's the highest thing. The Malach just says, you didn't hold back from me, bin chiyachitcha, the son, your one and only son. Doesn't say the main thing, Avram. Avram didn't hold back the son he loves. So the Shmaitzer says, that's good for the pshat. No longer was Yitzhak the son that Avram loved. He no longer is a Asher Ahavta. Avram sacrificed that love. Avram did have an Akedah. There was an Akedah Yitzhak. Yitzhak was slaughtered. Yitzhak was sacrificed. Yitzhak was offered up to Hashem. How so? The love for Yitzhak. Hashem didn't want Avram to sacrifice Yitzhak physically, his flesh and blood. Hashem wanted Avram to sacrifice his love for Yitzhak, that no love for anything in the world could interfere with Avram's love for Hashem. And therefore, later on after that case, Yitzhak is not described anymore as Bincha Asher Ahavta, because Avram gave away that love. Does it mean Avram didn't love Yitzhak anymore? Chas v'shalom. Glad he loved him. It means to say, though, there was no room in his heart to love Yitzhak in such a way that love for Yitzhak could interfere with Avram's love for Hashem. He only loved Yitzhak as an extension, as an expression of his love for Hashem. I love Yitzhak because he's a gift of God and he serves God and I serve God through my son Yitzhak. Of course I love Yitzhak, but it'll never interfere with my love for Hashem. It's like the story I've said many times about the lady in Tsarist Russia in the 1800s who comes to the Rav and begs the Rav to daven for her son. Okay, what do you want me to daven for? I want you to daven for my son. He should die. I want my son to drop dead. What? What did he do wrong? What would a mother pray that a son should die? Yes, my son was drafted to 25 years into the Tsar's army. And you know they try to shmad the children up. He's only 8 years old. I'm afraid he'll succumb and he'll be baptized. He'll convert. So I'd rather my son should die than he should go away from the Rebbein Shalom, a shmat. So this woman loved her son. She loved her son. But she loved Hashem more. Incredible story, really. It's a true story. She loved her son more. She loved the Rebbein Shalom more. She knew that loving her son was only because she loved Hashem, and she couldn't, and she felt that loving her son and keeping him alive would be the opposite of Avas Hashem, because the son would go off to Derech. Look, what do you want more? I mean, our uncle, Rebbe Meir Bloch, who tells Rosh Yeshiva, he lost all his children to war, except for one. One that escaped to Shanghai. But he had one daughter who, it's an incredible thing to say, but he had one daughter, I think her name was Henny, and she was blonde and blue-eyed, and she mamish managed to hide throughout the entire war. And mamish, like 2 or 3 days before the communist forces, the Russian forces, liberated Lithuania, someone massacred her, and the Nazis shot her. Mamish, the last minute, she survived 4 years hiding from the Nazis. Mamish, the last minute, she was shot. I mean, it's really tragic. And when her father, Rebbe Meir, heard this, he lost his wife, his whole family, one daughter, so that daughter also was blonde at this time, but she escaped to Shanghai. But, you know, he heard that his daughter Henny died. He said, you know, it's probably better that way. Because I know her spirit. And we have no asaga what the Yetzaras were in those days. He says, my daughter, if she had been taken by the communists, it's very possible that she was such a revolutionary personality, she was such a fire-dicker personality, she might have become a communist herself. She would have abandoned Yiddishkeit. Chances are very great. How many people survived after the war of the Yiddishkeit? Better she should die a maimon, a mamina, then she should go over to the communists to become a communist. So again, his love for the Rebbein Shalom surpasses his love for his own daughter. And I remember I have a friend here in Muncie's, my friend Mordechai Yudel. He told me once he had a Zayda who was a big tzaddik in Litta. And his father, and who also, it's my friend Mordechai Yudel, his father had a brother who died very young in Litta.
before the war, before he died, he told his father, who was the big tzaddik, the rav of a little town, Litta, the son who was dying, says to his father, you know, Tati, it's better I die, because I know my Yetzirah. If I lived longer, I'm telling you, I would have definitely been swept away by a skala, by communism. There's such Yetzirahs in those days before the war. So many secular things going on. He says, you know, I'm telling you, it's better I die this way. I'm telling you, if I lived longer, I definitely would have gone to the derech. It's better I die this way. Psh. So before he went off the derech, he still had Zavas Hashem. He knew that the Yetzirahs are so big, he felt at least, he said it, that the Yetzirahs can take him away. So he died Zavas Hashem. He said, I'm happy. I'd rather die with my Yiddishkeit intact than lose it. So the Chavis Rav says the fourth shot in the Vihaf Hashem Lekecha is that nothing in the world surpasses the Me'avas Hashem, and everything in the world that I love, I only love it because it is an adjunct and the chelik of the Avas Hashem that I have.